Organizing great events is about more than having the right skills and experience. It's about people. Your event crew needs to gel as a team, be passionate about what they do, and know why they do it. They need to really trust each other and be flexible. Helen Carrison helps businesses to be successful. Today she shares her secrets. Hi Helen, welcome in our studio.
Hi Kevin, it's great to be here.
We're going to talk about people working at great events, but also in normal companies, when you're dealing with people, not all the time it goes as smoothly as you would want it to go.
That's
I'm being
true.
Careful.
No, you're absolutely right. And both ways. So in a company, you know, it doesn't always go as smoothly for the employees or for the bosses. So yes. In both aspects, there's work to be done.
But why is it that difficult to come to a good working relationship?
Well, you know what? And I think that's the word, relationships. You've done it. That is so true. It is about relationships, you know. And the thing is, in work, we have a lot of connections. Mm-hmm. We know a lot of people, but we don't actually build that many relationships. And certainly not relationships that are based on trust and collaboration and openness and everybody helping each other, everybody going in the same direction. Because so often in companies, it's silo mentality.
Yeah.
You know, it's my department or it's my little corner and it's my responsibility. And you just look after yourself. And you don't know necessarily what's going on in another department or with other people. And so the way that things are set up are sort of counterintuitive to collaboration and openness.
But is it possible to solve those things?
Yes, in a word.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's more than training. You know, it's more than coaching. It's about enabling, empowering, if you like, although that's a very coaching word.
Yeah.
But it's about giving people the ability, the tools, the understanding to be able to build relationships. And I want to just make a mention to my colleague. He couldn't be here today. Paul Langer, who's based in Sydney, Australia. He was due to be somewhere in this space. He's not here. Because together we're working with companies on this. And so giving people the techniques, the tools to actually have conversations.
But you're talking about relationships between people, getting to know each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But at the office, you don't always like everybody in the office.
No, nor out of the office. Right.
Yeah, but most of the time, the people I build relationships with are people I like, have the same interests, and so on. But in the office, it's more difficult.
It is, and in a sense, yes, it is, because in the office, you're in your professional capacity. However, the person you bring into the office is exactly the same person you are at home. Mm-hmm. Right, you bring the same person into work every day as you take home every night.
Yeah. And a lot of the people at the office I see more than the people at home.
Perhaps not out of choice.
No.
But the key to this is that we do spend a lot of time with people in work, but we don't know much about them. And we don't know what their aspirations are, what drives them. I mean, we had a conversation before coming on air, right? And the question was, okay, well, how much do you know about that person? Not a lot. Oh, by the way, I found out that he was doing something amazing, you know, that we were never even aware of. And so it is about actually connecting with people because we're so connected today.
So then we should all go on team building and soft.
No, it's not team building, you see. It's not team building. It's about being able to have conversations, to understand. Like, for example, you know, what I would want to know about you is, you know, what are your aspirations? What really are you really passionate about? You know, what really is the Kevin underneath, you know, because then you find out something about me, something, you know, which you didn't know. And so I found out something about you, which I didn't know.
But in a big business, how do you translate that? Because if I start going to colleagues and ask, what's your aspiration? They will all look at me like, here's the crazy guy.
Absolutely. This is why it has to be structured in a way that it is a learning.
So, and that's what you and Paul are helping
that's
businesses with.
Exactly it. And you know, it's top down. This isn't something that the boss or the CEO or the manager decides that his team is going to do. This is something that he and the whole team and everybody gets involved in, because that's the strength. Because when you have all of your people from throughout the organization, all pointing in the same direction, all working towards the same common goal, all really invested in the company and achievement, so that personal achievement becomes professional achievement, becomes business achievement and business growth, then that's unstoppable.
Before, you also mentioned something about the five P's.
Yes, the five P's: people, purpose, perception, planning, and performance. And these are the five keys to having your business grow through its people, through adaptability and flexibility, through peak performance, through understanding each other. And the people is the first one, because, you know, if you don't have people, you don't have a business. Right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And most of the times you don't come back to a store because of the products they sell. They sell it everywhere, but because of the service you got and so
on. It's that connection you have, and it may be the connection with somebody at the call center. Mm-hmm. It may be the connection with a receptionist. It is that initial contact you have that will translate into how you perceive that business.
Yeah, and especially on events where it is all about meeting people in real life.
Absolutely. And so it's really important for the people who are organizing events to be able to have that immediate connection with somebody. And it's about that authenticity. It's about, you know, being saying, this is me, you know, this is what you see is what you get, you know, it's
don't
open.
Be fake.
Yeah, it's open, and that shines through when you allow it to, because so many people in businesses are so uptight, then they're too scared to be authentic.
And why is that?
Because they're not sure that who they are is enough. They're not sure that what they know or what they do is enough, because they're not being told that it's enough. Because if you're worried all the time, if you're wondering who's going to stab you in the back, who's going to take your job, or who's going to say something bad about you or whatever, or then you'll miss a promotion, then you're going to be careful.
And then we're back at the trust.
Then we're back at the trust.
From the beginning.
It is a circle, and it is based on trust and connecting with people and really connecting. Because in this age of just immense connectivity, we really don't have that much connectedness. We don't have that many real relationships.
Okay. That's a really interesting insight. Thank you, Helen, for coming to our studio.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.